good. Really, we're really good right now. Huh? We're really good. We're excited about this pick.
Yeah, what do you like about this guy?
Former linebacker, moved to safety really in the spring training. So his first time playing safety, but aggressive, big, athletic, will hit. You saw the – if you look at the numbers, sacks, calls, fumbles, tackles for losses. So, you know, with as I'll let Coach tell you a little bit about – I won't get into our new scheme, but there's definitely a role for this type of player in our defense.
Yeah, we had him in the building because he's a local kid. We're permitted to have the local workout, and he had an outstanding workout here 3-4 weeks ago. Just and really enjoyed him. He's a football player. As Les said, you know, he was a defensive end in high school. JC goes out there, plays linebacker for a year, maybe two, and then has an incident, which we got to the bottom of the incident. It was a friend of his, and there was a push and shove, and punches were thrown, and there was a lawsuit filed. And as a result, the university suspended him for the 2012 season. He came back here to St. Louis and worked at Edwards Jones Dome as a janitor, picked up, cleaned up after our ball games for a year to put himself just so he financially could pass the time before he was reinstated. So he went back to school, missed spring practice, started backpedaling in training camp, and played safety last year. He's a very, very talented player, and he's got a huge upside. Sorry?
A little bit of time, sorry.
No, he's there's a huge upside here. The drills, the combine drills in the building, the football knowledge and instincts are outstanding, and we're very excited to have him. Plug him in packages, and he's one of those guys that's, you know, most likely is active on Sunday as a special teamer as well, immediately.
Do you see him as a free or strong or?
Yeah, I mean it's interchangeable. He has the range. He's got the hips. He's got the ball skills as well.
Were you aware of him when he was working at the Dome, or is it?
No, this all came out recently.
Ascended.
Yeah.
Does it say something? Obviously, no. As you've got to know him, does it say something even about the school? Just the fact they let him back after being not being there for a year.
Well, I think it says something about the kid. From the school being willing to have him back, yeah, and the school had obviously, I mean they had faith in him, you know, in the program.
To answer your question, that usually when a school does that, that means, you know, all parties are, you know, think, you know what, it's worth, you know, reinstating second chance, the whole deal.
Yeah, I guess he had spent a little bit of jail time because of that too, but he got his degree, I believe, so. He must. How did he impress you as a person?
Outstanding young man.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a cool story because he's from here, grew up here, you know, and the whole Dome thing. But you could tell he's got a passion for football. You can tell anytime you're probably young and go through something like that, that's adversity that, you know, you got to have some grit to get through it. So I think you love the passion that, you know what, I really want this opportunity. So. I think he's really, really jacked to be a Ram because it means something to him. Because he got to come in, we got to know him probably better than anybody because of the local workout and all of that.
What did he tell you, maybe not specifics, but about the incident and everything? Were you satisfied with what he told you and everything? How did he handle that?
He was very professional, very upfront, very honest, and, you know, and didn't have a problem with it. So.
And yeah, and obviously we're going to do our research to, you know, follow up and make sure all stories are correlating and on the same page, and they were. And this is a good dude.
Without a pick for a while, was this a guy that you felt like you had to take now instead of risking maybe later or going in a different direction now instead?
Well, we fielded some calls. There was some interest in the pick, but. We didn't want to lose this player.
Getting to know this kid, you know, he had done some private workouts with teams, so, you know, I think he was somebody that I think teams were trying to sneak through the cracks a little bit, and so you knew you with the pick in the six you couldn't. We wanted this player, so you weren't gonna be cute per se.
Is that it?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.